China and Singapore have expressed willingness to further advance cooperation and develop bilateral relations. The agreement was made following talks between Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi and his Singaporean counterpart. The Chinese Foreign Minister is calling on the two countries to work together to oppose vaccine nationalism and jointly upgrade the level of China-ASEAN ties. Chinese authorities say the allegations of genocide in Xinjiang smear the country's ethnic policy and the autonomous region's achievements in development. This comes following an annual report from the United States on human rights, which used the term genocide with regard to the Xinjiang issue. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Hua Chunying says such a claim is based on lies and false information, and that the claim has not only gravely insulted the Chinese people, but also violated international law.
Huge amounts of facts have proven long ago that the so-called investigation report, which the U.S. side has been hyping constantly, is full of false information. A few so-called witnesses are nothing but actors and actresses they have trained for use. Some media outlets have also played the role of loudspeakers and rumor spreaders.
Hua says the population of the Uyghur peoples increased over the last 40-plus years, and that life expectancies increased in the last three decades, rising from 60 years to 72 years on average. U.S. President Joe Biden's unveiled a $2 trillion plan, which aims to tackle some of the nation's most pressing problems, including climate change and crumbling infrastructure. The plan calls for the injection of $620 billion into transport, including road and bridge repairs, and the doubling of funding for public transport. The costs will be partly covered by raising the corporate tax rate from 21 to 28%. Yemen's received its first batch of coronavirus vaccines from the United Nations-backed COVAX initiative. The 360,000-dose shipment of the AstraZeneca vaccine arrived in Aden on Wednesday with the help of the World Health Organization and UNICEF. The shipment, produced by the Serum Institute of India, is the first batch of 1.9 million doses that Yemen will receive throughout this year. With 310 days to go before the opening ceremony of Beijing 2022 Winter Games, organizers have announced that test events on all ice venues of the Games will kick off from today, lasting till April 10th. Over 440 athletes will participate in the competitions in five Olympic disciplines, including ice hockey, skating, and curling. All of the athletes and officials are local, with no one from overseas because of the pandemic concerns.